Well, this morning we have Shirley Beerbaum joining us. Shirley is with the Cass County Museum located in Griswold, and we're going to talk a little bit about a lot of things, actually, regarding the museum itself, some of the great stuff that you can find there, and they have a fundraiser coming up this weekend as well. We'll talk about a lot of those things. Shirley, thanks for coming by.
And thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, appreciate the time spent and the opportunity to visit a little bit about the Cass County Museum. It's got to be located somewhere. It's located in Griswold in a really accessible location.
Yes, it's right on Main Street. You can't miss it. And it started in 63, actually, in the bank building that Franklin Whitney had started. And when they came across that building, they decided to put a museum in there. A new board took over in 05, and we have completely renovated it and added on to it. And we have quite a large collection now. A lot of things we can't have out all at once, but we try to work it in sometime.
Yeah. Well, and it's really, like I say, it's got to be located somewhere. It's located in a great place. You got a corner spot there. It's very accessible, very visible. There's plenty of parking around that area, but also the building itself, you've done so much with it over the years to renovate. It's really, really a nice-looking facility.
And most of that work was volunteer work. We had to pay a little bit for doing the brick tucking outside, you know, and for some of the building inside, but a lot of it was volunteer, and we couldn't have done it without them.
Yeah, well, it always takes a lot of volunteers, and are you always looking for more volunteer help?
Oh, yes. Anybody that's interested, let us know. We have a nice list of ladies, mostly, that will volunteer when we're open. They'll sit in there in the afternoons and greet people, and take them around, and we just urge everyone to come. I've been with them too long to make this a short program, so you'll have to come and see for yourself.
Well, and there's just about anything. If you're looking to volunteer, gee, what would I do? Just about anything. You always need hands to help with projects.
Definitely. And we'd be glad to take your name down. And if you don't mind driving to Griswold, we sure don't mind driving all over the county either. So it would only take, you know, about 4 hours of your time once a month.
Yep, very good. So, if you want to help out, just give them a call. They'd be happy to do that.
Yes.
Now,
before
we get into some other details here, too, about some things that folks can find there at the museum, you've got a fundraiser coming up here this weekend. You're always looking to help to spruce things up, and it always takes some funds.
Yes, we do. We have a big, this is our annual fundraiser, and we're asking $20 for the ticket to see it. But I think everybody will really enjoy it. We're highlighting all our old and newer wedding dresses that we have in stock. And a lot of them have names we can attribute them to the owners of these dresses. We'll have 8 or 9 high school girls that have volunteered to be our models, and we'll take it around. The rest of them that we can't put on a model will go on a mannequin or laying on a table. And we'll have a nice program with music. We have piano music and harp music. A young girl is playing a harp down there now, so we're going to ask her to come and play. And we have, of course, our wedding reception tea table laid out. And so you will be fed before you leave. And it'll start at 2 o'clock on Saturday, 22nd, this coming Saturday, at the Griswold Community Building.
Okay, very good. So an opportunity for folks to enjoy some of that. I don't want to give away all the details because we want them to come and enjoy the show, but there got to be some great stories behind some of those dresses.
Yes, there is. They have got several old wedding stories, and some of them are really humorous.
The date back a long way?
Yes. The oldest one that I know of we have is from about 1860.
Oh, wow.
1880, maybe. I'm not sure. It's 1800s. And we hope that people will come and enjoy them because some of them are in really good shape.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is it even in good shape? How is it even in one piece at that point?
I know. Some of them aren't.
Well, you can come check some of those out. There are a lot of great stories there that you can see. And I'm sure that you unearth all kinds of treasures all the time when you go through some of the different exhibits and some of the things that you have in storage and what have you. Some pretty interesting stories. Do you have a favorite story among some of the things that you've seen there?
Oh, that'd be kind of hard to just highlight. I've got some favorite things in there.
Sure.
One thing, if you haven't been in there in the last year, we have our new displays this year our Doc England Griswold, they brought us up to his office, and we could pick out anything we wanted for. So we made a display of his, and he, of course, died last year. And then we have a Gus Keister, who used to be in the House of Representatives. His granddaughter, I believe it was, sent many, many boxes from Colorado, all with his stuff from when he was in the State House in Des Moines. And he was also the House Speaker at one time. Another thing I might mention is we have a painting by Eleanor Becker Anderson. And I'm sure everybody in Atlantic at least knows a lot of her paintings. She painted a picture of J.A. McQuaid. And we have it hanging on the wall. He came to Atlantic in 1869. And he, along with S.F. Martin and Dr. Wilkins, built the Atlantic Canning Factory. Hmm. I thought that was very interesting. He also was built like the Whitney Hotel, Boss Hotels, and was a real entrepreneur for Atlantic and Cass County. And we have Walnut Grove things. We have player piano. We have a big marble collection. Of course, our Indian collection, when you first come in, is very important. We have two Indian collections, and they are, one of them was from the Atlantic High School. They found them in boxes in the basement at one time, and they didn't know what to do with them. And so they called us, and we said we could do it, and we have them all displayed very, very nice.
Sure. So. Sure. Do you get calls frequently about folks who have items they think would be of interest and are of historical significance here that they would like to donate?
Yes, we do. Really quite often. And there's some things we're finding we just can't really accept, although we usually ask them, if you don't want these anymore and it's ours, do you care what we do with them? And they usually say, no, you have to suit yourself on that. So most things, I mean, we keep them. But it's hard to display everything.
And so. You have to, it's a museum, you have to rotate. Otherwise, yes. Nobody will ever come back if it's all the same every time you show up. So,
right.
And that's one of the reasons you need more volunteer help, too, is to even to do some of those
things.
And
get things. The volunteers acclimated to everything. One thing I did forget to mention, that's our big room filled with Wayne Kirchhoff's buildings. Everybody is so anxious to get in there and see them. That's one of the first things they want to see. And he's just done such a marvelous job, and I can't begin to tell you all the things that he has made out of wood, but tractors even. He has wood tractors in there.
Yeah, you spend quite a bit of time in there just looking through that display.
That's
pretty impressive. But again, if you just look around, there's so many things that you're going to find that will, and they all have stories, obviously. That's why they're in a museum, in a local museum. They have local history to them.
Right.
I know there's, I remember one time seeing an overcoat that was worn by a governor who was from Cass County,
yes.
who was when he
in
wore
fact,
that
we
when
have
he
his
was inaugurated.
Tuxedo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you've had a lot of different things that you'll find, and maybe you'll also find out a few things about Cass County you didn't know about before.
When I have to work in there, I usually grab a book about the county and the history and try to find out a little bit more, because dates I don't always remember, but it's very interesting to find out a lot of those things.
Yeah, a little bit of everything there too. So a lot of great stories, and some of those stories will be told coming up on Saturday as well as part of that exhibit, that fundraising event. Tickets, you said, are $20 for that.
Yes.
How would folks go about getting those?
Well, you can call the museum. It's 778-5040, and or any one of the board members. But these days, somebody is always at the museum. We're putting in a lot of hours getting ready for the show. It's a lot of work getting all these dresses fixed up and ready to show. And everybody is very, very good about it. They're putting everything they've got into it. So I hope they can come and enjoy it.
You bet. Do you have regular hours at the museum?
Yes, we do. And there's no charge for the museum. We just ask for free will donations. We have regular hours Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4. Now, if somebody calls and says, you know, I have a group that would like to come in, we'll open at any time that they want to come in, mornings or weekends, whatever.
With you to make it happen.
So we're very accommodating. We used to work a lot with the tractor museums there when they get busloads of people coming to track, and they include the Cass County Museum, the tractor museums, and eat at Dusty's.
Yeah, there you have it.
It's a full day fair for them.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's so many opportunities around the area. In Lewis, you've got the Freedom Rock. Here in Atlantic, you've got the Old Armory. You've got the Coca-Cola Museum. There are things that you could do just bouncing around different parts of the county and spend a day seeing lots of things. Yeah, absolutely. Make a good day of it.
Sure.
Any other stories we need to share before we finish?
We are self-sustaining. We get no funds from county or anything else. Now, I will say the Board of Supervisors has given us a donation every year. And other than that, it's grants. And many people are very generous with their donations, and we're able to keep going on that. So if any of, you know, we just come in and talk about it, and a lot of people drop a 5 or 10 or even 20 into our jar after they've seen it. They were impressed.
They make $100 bills, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they do. I don't think that jar has seen those yet.
Well, especially if you're a family who has multiple generation roots here in the county, you owe it to yourself to get down and take a look, because it's your history
that's being
displayed
right
there. And see what you can do to help support that as well. It's nice to have such good support. Yeah. And attend some of these fundraisers that are held at different times, including the one Saturday.
We did have a... we do have in the back room, which we call our school room. There's a lot of school things in there. We've made a library back there, and it has a whole lot of Cass County history books that have been made up in there, a lot of school annuals from every school in Cass County. And people, we urge them to come back and pick out a book and read it, you know, there. And they'll find out a lot of things.
It's endless. It's really endless. You can see a lot of things there and get another education all over again. Very good. Shirley, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it. And best of luck with the fundraiser coming this weekend.
Thank you, Jim. You come down when you can. We've made a library back there, and it has a whole lot of Cass County history books that have been made up in there, a lot of school annuals from every school in Cass County. And people, we urge them to come back and pick out a book and read it, you know, there. And they'll find out a lot of things.
It's endless. It's really endless. You can see a lot of things there and get another education all over again. Very good. Shirley, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it. And best of luck with the fundraiser coming this weekend.
Thank you, Jim. You come down when you can.